episode of Run the Game podcast. I'm your host, Deja Andrea, and I'm so excited to announce another special guest, the first LSU athlete to win a national championship in both football and track and field, five-time NCAA champion, 14-time NCAA All-American. I mean, the list goes on. Please give a big welcome to LSU's assistant coach, Benny Brazil.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Glad to be here.
Glad to be here. How you feeling today, coach?
I feel good. I can't complain. New day, new beginning. To get better with everybody. Trying to get better today. And I heard you going through all my accolades. I coached one too, right?
Yep.
Golly.
Come on.
Golly.
Come on.
Yep.
What does today's workout consist of for the team?
So we don't really have too much today. We get ready to travel for national. So basically this is a good day to kind of get more volume with. A little bit of speed work. Mm-hmm. Kind of like chopping up the end of the screws and get everything tight and right. That's pretty much it.
Okay. So how do you and Coach Schaefer like to prepare for upcoming, well, the bigger meets, mm-hmm. such as nationals and SEC championships?
Good question. The big meets.
Those are
the meets people remember your name at, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's that aspect of it. We feel like the week of, all the hard work is probably done already. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, I think, now is just getting the mental focus in, you know what I mean? So not too much, just getting a little bit of run out still, a little bit of speed work, but nothing major. For the most part, the physical work is already done.
Okay, just tightening up.
So
as indoor comes to a close, how do you feel about the team's overall performance over the past few months?
The women done a really good job, you know what I mean? Especially when it comes to the sprint side, you know what I mean? They mm-hmm. did a really good job this year. Our men indoor this year, we needed more. Mm-hmm. Could have been better. Okay. And I think we're one of those programs, and I'm one of those coaches to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good enough. That's not the LSU model, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So at the end of the day, I mean, those guys get the drill. We got to just go better. We got a couple guys made it to nationals, so we get to go perform and finish it up.
Okay.
But they know what the standard is coming this outdoor season.
Yes, sir. Where do you feel like you guys could have used some improvement this season?
We can improve everywhere, but at the end of the day, we just have to stay healthy, number one, when it comes to the sport. And I think just continue doing all the little things right.
Because okay.
I feel like if you can't do the little things right, when those big things get here, you're not going to be able to get that part of it yet.
Okay. And what can we expect from the team at Indoor Nationals this week?
Expect us to go out there and give it our all, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Compete, you know what I mean? The whole thing at LSU, you come here to compete for championships.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It's championship. We don't care about rankings in the middle of the week and what this team has done. At the end of the day, you come here to win championships.
Yes, sir.
Period.
Okay, you yourself were a successful LSU athlete. Tell me what it's been like to continue the track legacy and the track program's legacy at your alma mater through your coaching career.
I've been really blessed to have been able to be here at my alma mater for what, 13 years. And I start here where I've all got it all started at, but it's on the other side, you know, coaching. It's a little different. It's been a great experience, though. At the end of the day, I got Coach Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically my mentor, you know, taking me under his wing and just teaching me everything and learning from, you know what I mean? So I think that aspect helped. I think if anything, you make it seem how old I really am. You're making me feel like I'm becoming an old man. But it goes by so fast, but I do love it, man. Just helping these young boys become men, of course, helping these young queens as well.
Okay. And what inspired your coaching career?
So coaching inspired basically came after I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And got my degree. It was a point to where I really didn't know what was next, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the day I graduated, Coach Marvin Gibson, who was the assistant coach before me,
mm-hmm.
he had left.
Okay.
So it was just great timing. That helped. I mean, he went ahead and left to go to another school. And that same day I graduated, I got a call from Coach Shaver, and then the rest is history.
Okay, I love it. What are some key aspects you look for in athletes when you are recruiting?
Number one, can they be coachable? That's number one.
Coachable.
And are they tough? I really wanted somebody that's mentally tough, because in this sport, you have to be mentally tough. Because
mm-hmm.
every race ain't going to go good. You're
right.
Going to have some good races and bad races. But what do? Can you face that adversity?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to quit? You're going to get up? And that's pretty much it. And of course, you know, the classroom is important. You know what I mean? You got to mm-hmm. be able to do those things and stay on top of that as well, too. But I just want somebody who's going to be a great competitor and just compete no matter what.
Okay. How do you help your athletes with those type of things, balancing school and the track life as well?
Good question. So one thing I have with me, my office is always open.
Okay.
So you can always come talk about anything. You want to come by, communicate, talk about anything. So at the end of the day, it's not always, it can't just be track. I'm one of those coaches where if I had a guy or a female here for 4 or 5 years and all I taught them was track, I failed them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to give them life lessons as well, especially where we come from. You know what I mean?
Yes,
they got to have that. So I don't ever want them to get to the real world and just be blinded and shell-shocked with things they never did know. So I'm always teaching life lessons. They know it.
I love that. Okay. What's something you learned as an athlete that you that kind of stuck with you throughout your coaching career as well?
Just believing in yourself and no matter what, just fighting. No matter what, I got knocked down so many times. I mean, yeah, you talk about those accolades,
yeah,
but what I went through to get through it, you know, people didn't see that part of it. At times, at night, questioning things.
Yeah.
Is this sport really for me? You know what I mean? Do I really want to do this? You know, but when it comes for that, the hard work paid off with those championships big time.
Just mental toughness. Okay.
Yeah.
Share with us some of your most memorable coaching moments you've experienced with your athletes.
Coaching moments. Man, I got a lot. You put me on the spot. Man. I don't know what, it's just been so many times we've been underdogs in situations,
mm-hmm,
but I feel like we were so mentally tough than you,
mm-hmm,
we overpowered that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have to come in ranked in the top 5. You know, we came in ranked probably top 10, whatever, but
right,
at the end of the day, we had the championship
y'all
trophy.
Finished, yeah.
So I
finished
love how we put that type of work in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get it no matter what.
Okay.
Great memories.
I love that.
That's all I can think of at the top of my head. It's so many of them, though. Then you're gonna get me in trouble with some of my athletes, or my ex-athletes gonna get mad. Well, Coach, what you didn't say when I didn't do that?
Okay. Like, maybe top three.
Top three. Man, you put me on the spot again. Top three, I don't know. It's so many, I can't give you. It's too many.
Okay,
of them.
A better question. What are some of your most memorable moments as an athlete at LSU?
Okay, one thing I can give you. Keep this on camera, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell the story. So my freshman year, I faced some adversity.
Okay.
I got walked down a couple of times during that season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So make a long story short, I got walked down at pin relays, right?
Ooh.
So after the race, as we got beat, a guy walked me down for like about 6 to 8 meters,
uh-huh,
embarrassed me, right? So after we get together as a team, you know, the guys and Coach Shaver right there talking, and Coach Shaver, guys, don't worry about it. We're going to win this race,
uh-huh,
when it comes to nationals. And I had a guy named Walter Davis, one of the best athletes to ever come through LSU.
Uh-huh.
He basically said, not if any weak ass is on there in front of everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I had to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like these days people would get upset. They want to move. They want to be in the portal or,
mm-hmm,
transfer. And that wasn't the case. We had fought through it. They got through it.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, we came back and won to that nationals.
Okay. So what advice would you give athletes that are going through adversity?
Just to keep grinding no matter what. Move to the side a little bit. But keep fighting no matter what, whatever you're going through.
Okay.
Get your butt up and be fighting. It ain't gonna be easy, it ain't gonna be simple, and you can't just run and get in the portal. It doesn't work like that every time, especially when it comes to real life, right?
Yes,
so I think that just comes back from my mom and my family, how we grew up and how I was raised,
mm-hmm,
to where no matter what, we go through it, and we never quit.
Yes, sir. I love it. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and close us out. Coach, would you let them know who's running the game?
I'm Coach Benny, and we are running the game.
Period.